Simplify your life today.
Everybody, Cape Delaney, America, tonight as we roll into the third week in July. Hopefully many of you will be taking a vacation this summer. Maybe you've already taken one. This is kind of the midway point for a lot of people. If you have kids going back to school either the end of August or the very beginning of September after Labor Day, and if not, still, a lot of people seem to take a lot of their trips in the summertime besides maybe a break in the winter, et cetera. And I hope you're one of those people. And you're not one of the people that is struggling with unemployment because that number just continues to rise no matter what they talk about as far as the stimulus is concerned. In fact, in D.C., they're trying to scuttlebutt, I think, some of the conversation over a second stimulus, which I would think would be disastrous, frankly, for this country to pump yet more money out there if the first stimulus hasn't really taken effect, according to the administration, and didn't do what it was intended to do. Why are we going after this same route again? So the debt just clicks up, and it gets more and more impossible to get out of what I often describe as that dark, dark, lonely financial place that you don't want to be in as a young country, just 233 years old. China dangling the carrot of owning our debt and us owing them. You don't want to constantly be put in this position over and over and over again. So in California, people are looking for work, and all over the United States, a lot of you may find yourself in that same situation. In the meantime, our president overseas for the G8, first to have the visit in Moscow, obviously, with Medvedev and Putin, then to move on to the G8 in Italy, also hitting Africa as well. And here is Obama in talking about his trip with the meeting with the president of Ghana and being in Africa.
And every day with its success, Ghana sends a simple message to the world that democracy can thrive in Africa. So we in America are proud of our partnership with Ghana. Together we've worked to advance education and fight poverty. We've made real and measurable strides in fighting diseases from malaria to tuberculosis to polio and neglected tropical diseases. The partnership based not just on shared interests, but on shared ideals. Ideals forged in struggles for independence that have made our countries who they are. We believe that democracy is not simply a gift from previous generations, but a responsibility for each generation to preserve and to pass on. We believe that no one, whether through the influence of politics, the power of money, or the fear of force, is above the law. And we believe that we're all equal, all endowed with basic human dignity, all entitled to basic human rights. It is up to each of us, every one of us, to uphold those ideals. This is true not just in Ghana, but for all of Africa. America wants to partner with the people and nations of Africa, but we all know that the future of Africa is in the hands of Africans. So I especially want to again speak to the young people of Africa. And I promise you this, if you seize this opportunity, if you take responsibility for your future, America will be with you every step of the way as a partner and as a friend.
All right, one of the things that Obama said, he was interviewed on with Anderson Cooper for his show. And one of the things that he talked about as far as his trip and what the United States can learn is he said that slavery is a terrible part of our history and should be taught in a way that connects past cruelty to current events like the genocide in Darfur. He talked about this while traveling in Ghana, of course, which you just heard there as he was telling the people what they should want and what they should expect from their country. And he also compared the legacy of slavery to the history of the Holocaust, saying they were both terrible historic points that can't be ignored and their lessons, you know, can't be forgotten. That was the thrust of what to take out of Ghana. So the president is back in this country, and in the meantime, a lot of things are happening in the capital that could affect you and I. Of course, the next Supreme Court justice might be Sonia Sotomayor. Those hearings start tomorrow, the confirmation hearings, not before the full Senate, just the Judiciary Committee, then on to the full Senate, expected to last at least a week or so before it goes to the full Senate. The vote ultimately on that, and the whole thrust, I think, of what she'll be asked is the personal bias before the law if she's put on the bench. The economy, the economy, the economy, it's so much about that. I mentioned the second stimulus. Do we want a second stimulus? The answer is no, no, and no once again. Here's what Senator Chuck Schumer had to say about the economy.
The bottom line here is it was very hard to read the economy. I mean, you had a whole new world. I had never seen anything like this experienced. I think none of us had financial markets frozen. Just think, back in December and January, most people said there's a 25, 50% chance we're going to be in the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And the good thing that the president is doing is twofold. One, he has strong medicine against it. Second, he has a long-term time horizon. He's not going to be bounced around by what happens today on export numbers, which were good, or what happens on consumer confidence, which was bad. And they keep adjusting. And so I think that yes, the economy is very, very important, probably number one to the American people, but the president has their confidence, he's doing a good job, and it's going to work. I think there were estimates all over the place, and everyone said it's very hard to chart this out, because, again, we were in uncharted waters.
All right, here's the deal. Yes, it's uncharted waters, and we know what happened, and we know because many people lost money that they desperately needed in their retirement accounts, et cetera. But the current $787 billion that was the first stimulus package was a flop, wasn't it? It didn't fulfill what it was supposed to fulfill. Instead, unemployment is almost at 10% as of June. Only 7% or just under 7% of the money has actually been spent. So you have contracts that are already committed. There are things in the pipeline. So why do you need the second stimulus when you could put the brakes on where you're going right now? A big chunk of the money is supposed to be spent in the second half of the year, and it's supposed to be, I don't know, a two-year plan and not a six-month plan is what's being said. So ultimately, what is the goal? The goal was that unemployment wouldn't rise past 8.5%, and it's done just the opposite. And what we're seeing is, of course, businesses aren't being stimulated. They're not hiring. And there could be more jobs lost this year, maybe close to a million, at least somewhere in the ballpark of 800,000. Not the best, obviously. So the stimulus package, I would say, from my vantage point, and obviously from some of the lawmakers, they realize it's a flop. It didn't work. A lot of it has been spent on ridiculous, ridiculous projects that make no sense and aren't putting money into people's pockets and are not helping in any way, shape, or form to stimulate the economy. Now, you have a billionaire like Warren Buffett who's saying, yeah, we need a second round of spending to steady the economy. And, you know, this has to happen or, you know, forget about it. I don't think so. I think it'd be a huge mistake to do another stimulus plan. The first one didn't work. A lot of the things were spent on stupid projects that aren't stimulating anybody. And we were talking about, what did I say? $787 billion. Not million, $787 billion. So you have an increased federal deficit, and you have very little that's working to combat unemployment. Hang with us. Much more coming your way around the bend here, of course, on America Tonight.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:15:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 9.41.87, 4.70.93 for a half ounce, or 2.35.47 for a quarter ounce. That's 9.41.87, 4.70.93, and 2.35.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works.
All right, what do you think, America? Should more money be doled out to stimulate the economy? Certainly the GOP is lining up to say forget a second stimulus package. We saw how terrible the first one went and how it did not work. $787 billion, as I said, and the unemployment going completely in the other direction. Of course, the president is saying you got to have patience with the spending program. It's you know, it was designed with incomplete economic numbers or incorrect numbers. And in fact, even from Ghana, he still backed that up, saying the stimulus package is working exactly as we had anticipated. Boy, then I don't think that's what they anticipated, that the unemployment numbers would go up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Some of the other things that are happening around the country that I haven't really stirred up here on the show, because so much is about the politics, as it were, of the tail end of this Congress getting ready to take a break in August, and big things are out there. Health reform, obviously one of them, and we're going to let you hear what John McCain had to say on that coming up around the bend, but because everybody, of course, putting their two cents in, is will we see anything go through or will it be stopped? There are a lot of people now starting to voice their opinions, meaning the constituents, you and I, over what we hear, this public option versus some of the private option, a little bit of both. What does that do to health care in this country? And what does it mean to the people who are uninsured that you're going to, quotes, let the wealthy people end up paying for the people who can't afford it, which, as somebody said to me at the dinner tonight, you know what they'll do? They'll just walk away from the table. Because why should I have to pick up the tab for everybody else? Now, supposedly there's a pullback on that theory, too. And then climate control has gotten under so many people's skin when it was revealed that part of what we're talking about, you're going to have to pay some serious bucks for that electricity that already gets you a little hot under the collar as to what you're paying, depending on who your local company is, because you constantly look at your bill and then you look at the meter readings and, oh, sometimes it doesn't add up. Now, maybe you don't have that problem. Maybe you're good at playing, I call it playing chicken with whatever the rates are. But you can bet if you go through the green initiatives, it's going to cost you a lot more. So what does that mean to people who are really struggling and with unemployment so high? Well, it's not going to be implemented right away. So there is a lag time, but boy, you better be on your game during that lag time to try and whittle away jars of money to pay for whatever the extras are ultimately going to be when this thing pours out in the not too far away future. You know how that is. It seems like it's far away, then suddenly it's upon you. Oh, that's right. I've got to pay that. I have house insurance. I have health insurance. Now I have an electricity bill that's five times what it would normally be. Yeah. Be tough for a lot of people. Afghanistan, we do have a war going on there. And if you remember, one of the first big pushes since the troops left Iraq, and now more troops are being committed to Afghanistan, a war, by the way, that a lot of people think is just going to be another waste of time. Let's hope not, because, see, here's the problem. You commit these soldiers, you're dealing with lives, and you're dealing with lives who have a passion, who have a purpose. They're there for a reason. And what soldier wants to feel like they're a pawn more, and I guess you are ultimately, but you're a pawn in a political game where there's no end. And we've said this before. Constantly people would call up to talk to me about Iraq. What's the end game there? What's going to happen? We'd hear different things. Then Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq, in fact, said, we're ready. We're ready to roll. You can start pulling your troops out at the end of June of 2009. This was when Bush was still in office. So that ended that whole thing. Oh, okay, well, then this is what's happening. They've asked us to leave. They feel like they can stand on their own two feet, and we'll see if this government holds up. So now you've got 4,000 Marines moving into this Helmand province, which is one of the more dangerous areas, let's say, in Afghanistan. And they haven't had a lot of resistance head-on traditionally, where you've got the tanks rolling in and that kind of stuff. But they know that it's guerrilla tactics. It's the suicide and roadside bombs that's what ultimately gets them. That's what's trying to be carried out. So it's hard to prevent those attacks. You're talking about a few people. And when you have the Marines crawling around the province, that's what they're trying to thwart, but it's pretty tough. It's like that proverbial needle in the haystack. It's the assimilation, looking like the people coming out with being a suicide bomber. So sad to say, a bomb blast did kill two U.S. Marines in Afghanistan in that part of the South that I was just talking about, where you have thousands of American troops crawling along in this massive operation, to try to boot the Taliban from the opium poppy area. And we've said this over and over and over and over again. The poppy area, imagine the money that's pumped in if it's providing 90% of the world's opium. A lot. Obama, of course, ordered 21,000 additional troops to Afghanistan earlier this year to try to push ahead, to try to do what they could against the Taliban, right? So you're seeing more brigades are starting to arrive, and there is an election that's coming up in August. Afghans will choose a president and the provincial councils, and also help train army and police units that, of course, the United States is hoping will be the security for the country. It's the blueprint was Iraq, and here we go again. By the fall, 68,000 troops will be in Afghanistan. I know I've said that number over and over and over again, but what will become of Afghanistan? What will become of our men on the ground? How will they leave it? Or will we see a situation where there's no end in sight again, and you're playing poker with, too many military folks, unless there's a definite game plan? And the game plan that we know of loosely is just kill the Taliban, almost like a video game. There's one, pops up. There's another one, pops up. But pretty tough, because it's a different kind of war. In the meantime, to me, the question is always Osama bin Laden. Where is Osama bin Laden? Is he even alive? That conversation doesn't come up that much anymore. But is he crawling around somewhere being hidden in that Afghanistan-Pakistan border, or is he somewhere else? If he was in Pakistan, don't you think with the thousands of troops recently, especially in the area, that, and this is what the Pakistanis are saying, it's their troops, that they would know, because they're saying he's not in Pakistan. You know, he's it's futile if you think that the chase is here. You know, is he in Afghanistan? And what the Pakistanis are saying, he's probably in Afghanistan. It's probably where he is along that border. But then you read the reports that the U.S. has had more than, what, 40 attacks inside the borders in the past 10 months in that one area, too, where supposedly in that, really more in Afghanistan, where Osama bin Laden was maybe hiding out. So is it working? Is it working what's happening in Afghanistan? Is it working what's happening in Pakistan? Are they getting the big, are they getting the big fish, as somebody described to me? Are they nailing who they're supposed to nail? And I say they, meaning the military, the CIA, the coordinated effort, whatever it is. Because Pakistan is obviously still a big, big concern, especially, I keep saying this, but on the one side of the border in eastern Afghanistan, too, as well. And then in the one area of Pakistan that we've talked about many, many, many times, and how tough it is to knock out the communication there, and how tough it is to ultimately track down these Taliban fighters. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle to be part of the show. As always, we're talking about a lot of different things here, zigging and zagging all over the place. There's a lot to talk about. What's happening in the Capitol, what's happening overseas, and what's happening in your own backyard. Hopefully you're still able to stimulate your own economy. I wouldn't wait for that second stimulus. Don't think it's going to happen.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Doctor, doctor, just don't give me the bill. That's what a lot of people are saying. No doubt, the healthcare industry, for some people, is upside down, certainly, because it depends. Do you work in a small company, a big company? Are you an entrepreneur? Do you just simply can't afford what the treatment is? It's just too outrageous. You have a pre-existing condition. I mean, look, we know there's things that are not working in healthcare. Hey, part of the problem is the treatment of illegals. They stumble into hospitals, some of them, and are treated, and where does the bill go? And ultimately, that's crippling a couple of the hospitals, even the county hospitals, that technically do end up treating a lot of indigent people, but on some of the border states, it's just way wickedly out of control. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. Later this week, we'll have a lot on Sonia Sotomayor, of course, and that whole process that will happen with the Senate Judiciary Committee and ultimately for the vote of the full Senate whenever that is set. A lot of conversation, of course, still on health care as the push is on. Rahm Emanuel stayed back noticeably. The White House chief of staff man stayed back to try to work the system, try to schmooze up some of the people on the Hill to see if health care couldn't get pushed through. In other words, there couldn't be legislation that would be worked that would start to go through, and it hasn't happened. Just lots of conversation, but it hasn't happened at this point. Here's what John McCain had to say about health care.
I agree that we need to reform health care, and we need to make it affordable and available. But we're losing sight of the fact that the highest quality health care in the world is in the United States of America. That must be preserved. So the key, what we should be focusing on, is affordability and availability for all Americans. I don't think that these proposals are doing that. I was at MD Anderson in Houston people from 90 countries all over the world were there. They could have gone any place in the world. The best, highest quality health care is in America. It's the cost that's the problem. We got to give people the ability to go across state lines to get the health insurance of their choice. We've got to have, we're in agreement on prevention, on wellness, on trying to have outcome-based health care, a whole lot of areas we're in agreement on. We should be sitting down now across the table, not trying to do what they did with the stimulus package, with the budget, and with all the others, and that is pick off a couple of Republicans. Let's sit down and have some real conversations, some real negotiations, rather than the charade that we've been going through.
All right. I like what he said, the charade, because doesn't it seem like from the outside that it's constantly a charade, though? That's the problem, Senator McCain. Head out to Steve, who's listening to us in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Kate. He's a nice old man, but he needs to go home. face it. Actually, McCain had one good idea in his whole campaign. The $5,500 tax credit, and you go get your health care, you know, your health insurance where you want. You can take care of me. And I'm in a risk pool. I'm paying $900 a month for a $7,500 deductible that I will never ever use.
Right.
The biggest scam about. First of all, when did health care get replaced by health insurance? The idea is to give people health care, but now all of a sudden we're giving people health insurance. It's not the same thing. And have you ever looked at your doctor bill? Say you go to your doctor, and it says the bill for the office visit is $315. Your insurance company doesn't pay that. Immediately, that is cut to $72 because you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member.
Right.
You pay $35, and Blue Cross Blue Shield pays the remainder.
Right, sure.
32. So mm-hmm. The actual charge from the doctor is only $72.
Right.
But, you know, unless you actually look at that, you go, oh, my God, this was $325 for this house visit. I mean, this office visit. How could I have ever paid it? Well, it was only $72.
Right.
And
hopefully people...
scam.
Yeah, well, hopefully people are looking at that and realize that before they flip out. Yes,
because
I agree.
I've been doing this for years. I mean, you know, okay, I have a pre-existing condition. So I'm in my state's health pool.
Right.
And I'm paying, I'm paying $850 a month.
Ooh.
I never tell a doctor I have insurance because I'm never going to reach the $7,500 deductible.
Right.
I go in and I say, look, I don't have insurance. Can you help me out? And they go, yeah, here, I'm writing more self-pay, $80. And I've been doing this for decades. I mean, that's just the way it is. I lived in Oak Cliff section of Dallas, very poor section of Dallas. I know you know Dallas.
Right.
And most of the doctors out there, that's the first question, do you have insurance? Yeah. Insurance, okay, it's $225. No, it's $35. So, first of all, you have to get rid of the idea. People in their heads, they think the insurance company is taking care of these huge bills that they wouldn't be able to pay. It's not. The doctor's getting, you know, you're paying $35, the insurance is paying $35. The doctor visit was $70. It's not the $280.
We're not talking about a regular doctor. I mean, there's lots to health, the entire health insurance process, as you know. If you stay in the hospital, if you break an arm, if you have an ambulance, if you have a care flight, you know, there's more.
All of those are all inflated just the same. I had my appendix burst, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went to the emergency room. They gave me a pain shot, said, see, that's all the guy wanted. He just wanted to get some dope, and they sent me home to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monday morning, my appendix burst. Well, after I got treated like that, I didn't go for another 3 days. Finally, my mom comes over. She says, you're dying, stupid. I crawl into the doctor's office on my hands and knees, and they said, managed to save my life. Okay? The total charges, this is back in 1981, my total charges from the hospital were $42,000. Okay? I had an $8,000 deductible. So when it got down to it with the insurance company just said, well, let's see, he's going to pay the $8,000 deductible, okay? And then he's got this thing where it gets to $15,000. We pay everything left that's left. They said, well, we think the whole total charge should only be $15,000. That's it. And so the other $42,000, they subtracted the $15,000. They sent me a bill for the $27,000. So in this case, I had to go to Dallas Morning News and went down there, and they got slapped around a little bit, and they said, you know, because I told them it's not my problem if you told Blue Cross Blue Shield that, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield just said, hey, it's an appendectomy, it's an appendectomy, it's an appendectomy. Of course, you know, I was cut open in there for 3 weeks, you know, because it wasn't just an appendectomy, but that was, you know, they just said, that's it, that's what we're going to pay, $15,000.
You know? Yeah, but then you see what the problem is, too. You see when people, I mean, you're saying also doctors have helped you out, but there's a lot of people, Steve, you know this, that could be in a similar situation, and they're going in, and they're not getting that treatment. Some of them now are getting turned away, even if you have some kind of coverage. People, this is not a great system. You cannot tell me you think our system is great. Please don't tell me you think the system is great the way it is.
Well, I'll tell you what I do think is pretty good is the VA. Her dad, my wife's dad, had all kinds of problems. We were taking him to doctor one, doctor two, doctor three, doctor four. When we finally gave up and took him over to the VA, it was like going to heaven. And that's, you know, I don't know if you've ever been over there, but it was wonderful. You went one place, the doctor took care of you. He said, oh, look, you need a leg surgeon there. I'll call over Bob, and he can probably see this afternoon. You went over, you saw the leg surgeon. He said, you need this other thing. Sent you over there. We were getting more done in 1.5 hour at the VA than we would be getting done in my wife running around for 6 weeks, going from doctor to doctor. So I think when they say, oh, it'll be like the VA, it'll be like the VA, that a lot of people are going to say, oh, actually, that sounds pretty good. I've been there.
Well, and hey, I agree.
It's not going to be like the VA, though.
But that's only good if you serve, though. If you didn't serve, you don't. I didn't serve, so I can't go to the VA. But you're right. I've had certainly members of my family. My grandfather goes to the VA, and he's had a
pretty
good
nice,
experience.
Right.
For him, it's been a good experience, but I know people that also have had terrible experiences, too. People that have come back and waited for a long time to get treatment. So that's not the case across the board. Remember the horrible things that they found in D.C.?
90% of the people, I think, are getting excellent services out there. And you know that's not what's going to happen for all of us, Kate. Come on. So when they say it's going to be like the VA, don't I wish. It's not.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm right there with you. Thanks for the call, Steve. I'm concerned about what they're doing with health care. That's what I'm saying. I think something has to be done. Something has to be mainlined, I guess is the right word, not mainstream, but mainlined with health care. But I don't think the way they're going about it is right at all. No, I think that it could destroy some of the quality that some of the people are getting. And trust me, the rich people are not going to pay for the poor people. Hang with us.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
That they've arrested some, anyway, in these horrible killings that we heard about last week. Awful, awful thing. If you remember, they made 3 arrests in that killing of the Gulf Coast couple. They were known for adopting special needs kids. I think they had adopted something like 10 or 12 kids. And I saw them interviewed somewhere. I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or some show down the line, but regardless, that doesn't matter. The fact is that you had this, you had this couple that was just incredibly, incredibly generous that were shot in cold blood. And apparently they picked up a couple of guys, a guy named Wayne Cauldron and Leon Patrick Gonzalez, who are facing murder charges as a result of allegedly killing this couple in Florida. And like I said, they had adopted so many kids, and they had had eight kids from infants to 11 years old in that house when they were killed. Oof. And the couple's name, the Billings is. And here they were living in their nice little suburb west of Pensacola, shattered by, you know, obviously what had happened. They were found dead. The police were called. They showed up. And it's in trying to piece this all together what happened was they had surveillance cameras that were on the house somewhere, so they were able to start to track down leads and then ultimately make these arrests. So the bottom line is this is a couple who had a big heart. They adopted 12 kids at one point, found dead. The kids were in the house. And, man, they didn't, no matter what, they did not, I can't even imagine what would drive someone to do this. They certainly didn't deserve that kind of an ending. As you know, and I say this all the time, I'm fond of saying this, it's like skiing. Sometimes you hit the moguls, sometimes we'll go up with you on the moguls, sometimes we'll go down. We were just talking to Steve about healthcare, and he was relating his experiences and getting doctors to help him, but I know people have had terrible experiences. I know people even in between jobs who thought they were covered, weren't covered, and had to pay huge bills. And trust me, they were being hounded to pay those bills. They weren't being told that they could cut a deal. I mean, it's awesome if you have a doctor who's willing, who knows you're struggling, who knows you can't afford that, and will cut a deal with you. But I also know doctors that have been pushed out, good doctors that have been pushed out of the healthcare industry because they can't afford to work in it anymore, ultimately because of the malpractice, the rates that they have to pay for the malpractice insurance, it's not worth it to them anymore. So sometimes, as a favor, if they're still carrying their license, they'll treat people on the side, but they don't do offices. You know, they don't have an office anymore, and they're not really full-scale practicing because it's become that bad. I don't want it to be all doom and gloom, what we talk about on this show, because, of course, there are other things, there are other escapes, and I hope that you do have other escapes, that you're not living in a foxhole somewhere and think that the sun is not going to come out tomorrow, because as much as I rally everybody to follow whatever their passion is and to ultimately know that there's power in people and you can make a difference if you're peeved about health care and you don't want to see it touched, or you think it's outrageous but you don't like what's being proposed, and ultimately, you know, it's a laugher when you think the wealthy are going to pay for the people who don't have health care coverage, then you should voice your opinion to your senator and your congressman who represent you in your area. And I say this all the time. Shoot me an email. You don't know who they are, I'll tell you who they are. When it comes to climate control, narrowly, it passes the House. It's dicey because do you really know what climate control means? It's not recycling your newspapers. It's a redo of your house in, I don't know, 2050. It'll be all different. And will you be able to afford that? Will you be able to afford, actually before that, will you be able to afford putting your house on the market when they come in with infrared cameras, the inspectors, and are looking, I say this all the time, water pressure. And now it's not just about the foundation and protection, the warranty, et cetera. It's about a slew of other things that there's no way your house from the 80s, from the 70s, from the 60s, from whatever, would be compliant. So you can probably plan on living in that house for a very long time. So while all this is going on, and you definitely should let your voice be heard, and that's a lot of what we talk about on America Tonight, there is the lighter side. The lighter side for me often is escaping into a book, certainly sports, and a lot of times movies. I am a huge movie watcher. We have a caller who calls this show a lot, Don in Wyoming. He shares that with me. Usually, it's tit for tat if he's seen the movie or I saw the movie first. This movie, I think I would wait till video to see it. The idea, I give him credit, it's Sacha Baron Cohen. Remember he did Borat, and Borat made, what was it, $100 million of a smash hit. And in that movie, he tricked a lot of people into thinking he was this guy, and he wasn't. He's an actor. So now he's a gay Austrian fashion devotee. And guess what? Number one at the weekend box office. But how long will it hang on? They call it a mock documentary. That's what they call it, a mock documentary. So it finished with 30.4 million. Here is what you might have seen if you went to go see this movie.
Why are you so anti-Hamas? I mean, isn't pita bread the real enemy?
You're confusing Hamas with hummus, I believe.
Hummus,
do you think there is a relation between Hamas and hummus?
So was the founder of Hamas a chef? He had created the food and then got lots of followers?
Hummus has nothing to do with Hamas. It's a food, okay? We eat it, they eat it. It's vegetarian, it's healthy, strong. It's beans.
Okay, so there's a little bit of Bruno. And it was number one at the box office, but I think they were hoping for a little bit more. What do you think of these mock documentaries, Matt? Did you like the first one?
I thought the first one was all right. I mean, it's more for the other people in the movie who just look so ridiculous because of what happens to them and how they just don't understand that this guy's playing a joke on them.
Right, they're getting punked big time. And I thought about this the other day. I thought, wow, because it happened to somebody in Texas. And I wondered, could someone pull that off of me? Well, first of all, somebody comes at me with a camera. I don't think I'm just going to, I don't know, I'm not going to sit there and talk to them. Unless it was somebody I knew. Would you, do you think you would take the bait, in other words?
I don't think so.
I don't think I would either.
And the other thing, too, is a lot of the people that he's fooling are probably older people who have no idea who Sacha Baron Cohen is. And like, he had this show on HBO, the Ollie G show, and
yeah,
that's where all these characters came from. And so if you saw that show, then you know what's going on.
Yeah, how they duped a lot of people is they paid them. They put out an ad in Craigslist and brought them to, in this one scene anyway, I guess they brought them to thinking that they were going to see a taping of some kind of a family values show or something, and it was obviously not that. And they were duped, and that's the whole idea. It's exactly what the first one was, that people were duped. And but boy, with how much it made and how well it did and that long run at the theaters, you wonder what it'll be like in the second and third weeks for this. And how, imagine if somebody pulled that prank off on you, and it's not like candid camera, trust me, it's much more harsh. And imagine if your neighbors, people saw that, and you were the idiot that got fooled. And I gotta think that there's a lot of people that want a piece of Sacha Baron Cohen. I feel like, Matt, I thought the first one was okay. People told me it was hilarious. I thought it was just people getting punked on the big screen. You can send me your thoughts on that or anything else at AmericaTonight.net.